Backstage on day three of Stand and Calling, I'm delighted to be joined by Pip and Ten from Pip Blom. Hello.
Hi.
How's my pronunciation?
Yeah, it's good.
Perfect.
It's great.
I did manage to catch your live set. You're on the Laundry Meadows a couple of hours ago, and I saw you a couple of weeks ago as well, Latitude as well. So, yeah, good set. How did you enjoy it today?
Really nice.
Great, yeah. Loads of people, fun stage, good sound.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And also a lot more people than I expected too.
Yeah, sure.
Because of the rainy weather, of course, and you think it's the last day of the festival, maybe people are leaving early, all that kind of stuff. But it was like really busy.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Fun.
I think people hear it and they just get drawn over to it, don't they?
Yeah, I like to think so.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us a little bit about yourself. Pip, how long have you been playing?
Well, I have been playing since I was 16, but I started off with this three-string guitar because I wanted to make songs and I wasn't really able to play guitar.
Right.
So I thought, well, let's use this, like, children thing. And then I, like, after half a year, I was like, I don't really like being a singer-songwriter. I want to be in a band with other people. And then I started looking for people and it didn't work out. So then I started writing songs on my own, on my computer, using a drum computer, and then I released them, and then all of a sudden my brother wanted to join me, so that was
a lot of times you asked.
I think asked like at least 30 times.
But that saves a lot of time in the recruitment, doesn't it, because you already know him.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you got Ginny and Casper together. How did you meet them?
Well, at first we had two different guys from my high school, and then the lineup kind of changed, and we met Casper through recording.
Yeah, recording I Think I'm in Love.
Yeah, and we got along really well. And then our drummer left the band, so we needed to find someone else. And I saw Jeannie playing in a different band, and I thought that she looked really cool. And it's been so nice playing with her.
Yeah, so we just reached out. She was like, yeah, I'm down.
Yeah.
So she left the other band for you.
Well, she was already in the process of leaving the other band.
Yeah, she was.
Not home records.
No.
No bad feeling then. Okay, that's good. Tell us about what you like listening to. What influences you've got that you bring into your music?
Well, like Parquet Courts, of course the Breeders, Pixies, all that kind of stuff. Blur as well.
Blur. And one of my biggest ones is Mikachu and the Shapes. I'm not sure if you've heard of them, but they're... Yeah, they're a really cool band from London. They don't play anymore, but yeah, they're definitely one of my favourites.
And you mentioned the Breeders there, and you've toured with the Breeders. How was that? I mean, they're legends, aren't they?
Yeah, it was awesome. I mean, they're all super friendly. The whole crew was super friendly. And I mean, we played like, what's it, 14 shows for like huge venues that we usually don't do. No. So it was awesome. Yeah,
yeah.
Great experience.
Was it a big rock and roll lifestyle, or were you all taking it easy and sort of like looking after all your equipment and everything?
It wasn't that rock and roll.
No,
it was just
pretty
fun.
Chill. Yeah.
It was
yeah.
just chill. It was like nice hanging out with each other and just coming into the venue and saying like, hi, how have you been?
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. So it was more like friendly. Yeah.
Okay, now over the last 2 or 3 years, you've had lots of single releases, but no album, is that right?
Yeah.
So is there any reason why, or have you got one coming soon, or would you prefer to release singles?
Well, there is definitely a reason why. When we started off, we had never been in a band before, and it was like the first songs I've written I just released online. So I didn't really feel like going straight for the album back then, because I thought, yeah, we need some time to develop the songs and to make sure that we can play live, and no one is waiting for like 12 songs of
artists, they don't know.
Yeah,
so it's trying to gain a fan base first and then
release
the record.
And we are going to record an album now, because I think we are definitely a lot,
we're in the
grown.
Right space now. Yeah,
we are. And if it, well, maybe, hopefully it gets a success, and then we can, I think we're able to play live the way we want to and to represent the album the best way possible, and I think that's really important.
Well, you've got to start doing longer sets, haven't you? Not, you can't cut it short 35 minutes, you've got to do an hour and a half.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, It's a really British thing, because in the Netherlands, if you play festivals, you need, almost always need to play at least 45 minutes, sometimes even an hour, but we're not able to play an hour yet. So it's whenever we go to the UK, we're always like, yes, now we've got the 30 minute sets. 25?
Even better.
Yeah.
Have you been playing a lot of festivals this year?
Not a lot of festivals, because of the Breeders thing.
We did some festivals, played
Latitude,
Best Kept Secret in the Netherlands,
Stand and Calling. We are going to play Into the Great Wide Open.
Yeah.
A few Dutch ones as well. Things like Weijerok.
What's the best Dutch festival, do you think? What's the one you really want to play?
Lowlands. Because it's also, it's a cool festival, but it's also our festival that we grew up going to, like when we were, zero, because our parents used to work there. So they took us there with our granddad.
A lot of sentimental value apart from being an awesome festival.
Okay. Have there been any songs or bands you've been listening to this summer, or any live performances that you've really enjoyed?
Well, we've been listening a lot to Bodega, their new album. Yeah. That's really cool.
Warren Boucher just released a few months ago, released an awesome album.
Yeah. We really want to see Confidence Man.
Confidence Man, yeah.
And Oriels is one of the records we play a lot. And one of my favorite releases this year has been Old. Yeah, so the new Old album is, I really like that one.
Cool. Okay, so what's next for you and the band?
Well, we're going to record the album. So we got to rehearse a lot in the next few weeks, and then we're going to Ramsgate.
Yeah. Ramsgate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And there's a studio with a slide to the control room, so we're definitely going to slide a lot.
And you can stand on the beach and you can almost see home.
Exactly.
Pip and Ten, it's been an absolute delight to talk to you today. Thanks very much. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
You too.